can't make this up, man. I was talking to my cousin the other day about Bron and him being on the Lakers and, you know, the nepotism talk and shit like that. And I don't too much care about that. I'm actually for that. If anybody in the league deserves to have that type of power, so to speak, it's definitely Bron. There's a few other players that could pull that off or would have pulled that off. You know, Kobe definitely would have done it. Michael didn't do it because he knew his kids was trash. I don't think that nigga wanted to play with them trash ass niggas. You know what I mean? That was just, and you know what? They could have been decent players to get picked up. But to MJ standards, nah. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe MJ, you would think that MJ has that type, or well, had that type of power back then. But then again, we got to see when, I forgot when they started to hoop though, because he probably was retired at the time. But in general though, I think, you know, in any case, if you're able to play up until your son or your daughter is drafted, and they make it, they have an opportunity and they're eligible to go to the league, and you're able to get them a spot, I think that's dope. Now, considering that, you know, Bronny got picked, what was the 55th pick, second day, in all honesty, it was the first time we ever had a two-day draft anyway, where he got picked at, and because of the draft, which most cats, even cats that do follow hoops a little bit more than the average person, did not even know most of the people that got drafted, because there was a lot of overseas type of cats, and there was a lot of cats that we just, you know, like Big Boy from Purdue. I mean, we knew a couple of cats from the UConn squad, etc. But outside of that, it wasn't really too many cats. But besides the point, you know, Bronny got drafted and, you know, the whole nepotism chat started. And it's going to be hard to figure out what this offseason is going to be, because we strike two. Hear me when I say that. We're strike two as far as players. You know what I mean? As far as players that I thought we were going to have a huge opportunity of getting, is no longer available. As Devo, DeMar DeRozan, especially, and I think a lot of people from L.A. was riding high on it because of the whole pop-out Not Like Us video appearance and showing a lot of West Coast flair and a lot of West Coast bias. And technically, he did come home. No, not home, but he did come back home to as far as California. He just ended up in Sacramento. He didn't want to take the pay cut. You know, Bron, you know, gave back as much money as he could, and it still wasn't enough. We won't be getting Donovan Mitchell either. And I think the last one on that list for us to actually go after is between Trae Young and Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine, I'm not too mad at. Definitely. And I see people out there saying Trae Young is just a spark of offense that you just can't look over. But I'm not sure if I even like that one at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really can't. I'm not sure if I don't know if I will be satisfied with Trae Young being our starting point guard. And it's not anything against his game in general. Is what it's not a part of his game. And that's that defense. And it's not even his fault. You know, his stature is not there to defend against some of the guards that could possibly bully him in bully moments. And important moments, key games, playoffs, etc. You know, if they were smart, they would attack him the same way they attacked, that same way Kyrie attacked Steph in the finals. No lie. And so, but that's what we're left with. I'm not sure what big fish that we're looking at in the near future, but right now it seems like Genie Buss is just not really into it like how we thought or how she used to be, you know. I'm okay with the draft picks, considering that we got a stolen piece that could have went to a much better team or a much worse team. You know what I mean? They brought up the whole statue thing again. And of course, every Laker, and even most fans would agree that I doubt Bron has done enough for us. I've said this on numerous episodes outside of Oprah Run, but no, to me, to Laker standards, he doesn't even come close to. He doesn't even come close to earning a statue out here in LA. Maybe hanging up the jersey, but as far as and shout out to Cooper Flagg, man, he out there with the USA team causing havoc, having niggas that now he's starting to get the look that he's supposed to be getting, but you know, he'll get a much bigger look once he enrolls into Duke. Cass is gonna find out who that white boy is. He's so cold. Cooper Flagg, don't forget, that boy, he was a man amongst boys, kind of like similar to Zion. And I'm not talking about the athletic ability. I'm just talking about overall. He got a much better overall game than Zion had in high school. But let me get back to it. So as of right now, the plan is to send Bronny down to the G League, get him some warm-up games and things like that. And there's no telling when we'll see Bronny in the regular season. They can pull him up, you know. Now, as far as Connect, I'm not saying he's going to be a starter, but he's definitely going to play some pivotal minutes. They got to get him up and running. You know what I mean? All that player development that niggas was talking about, that starts now. You know what I mean? Because obviously he's going to play a more important role, which at one point we could have looked at this as a training process. Same thing with Bronny, right? There's no rush with Bronny. And I think he just got a slight little injury or something like that, too. So they definitely pampering him right now. So they should. You know, they don't want to make sure he goes in there all banged, go into the regular season all banged up. And we got a couple of months for that. But Kinect is going to play a much bigger role because we didn't get that third person. You know what I mean? And the only problem that I have is that maybe there's something to be known about, something that's known inside. It's inside notes and information that we just don't know about. Because the fact that we could not get Debo back to the crib is ridiculous. You know what I mean? I know it has something to do. I know it has. You know, we talk about the contract, we talk about the money, and I get that. But I'm sorry, and I hate to keep bringing up the Bean Man himself, but there's not too many cats that's going to, at this point in a career, if Kobe was at this point in his career, if those players are available, and maybe somebody will point out that there was players at the time that would have did their thing. Remember, Carmelo at one point said he wanted to get to the Lakers. And we recently found out how he got blocked from going to the Lakers, you know, and the Knicks was a thing where before we found out the news about him getting blocked to go to the Lakers, it was, well, he always wanted to go to New York because of the whole business deal. You know what I'm saying? Like he wanted to, you know, his brand, Melo, you know what I'm saying? Learn more of the business side rather than working for the business. You know, and that's cool. You know, it's spilled milk at this point. Same thing with Chris Paul. You know what I mean? How that got vetoed. And it goes to show, I see a lot of people bringing up the whole Sacramento series that we played when we played against Sactown. And it was, you know, because they missed a gang of free throws. So let's not talk about that. But a lot of people, non-Laker fans, believe that, you know, the game was rigged. And I'm here to say this. So maybe it was. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. But guess what? That wasn't the only game, if it was. You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't, then that just lets me know, dog, it's something going on against us. Because what they were asking for in the beginning, what Chicago was asking for us to get Debo, and not even just Debo, for Zach, because there had to be three teams in order for Debo to get to Sacramento. A bag of chips compared to what, because everybody wanted Austin Reeves, definitely, and Hachimura. Those are the two hottest commodities that niggas wanted out the gate. Obviously, the picks were involved, but they wanted Reeves. They definitely wanted Reeves. He was the main piece into all these big trades. DeJounte Murray. That's what I'm saying. What they got DeJounte Murray for? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but we see it. Here's the problem that I have with Bron. Now that we see the game plan, niggas is not about to help us at all. They will definitely go around us. They will definitely go around us before they come to our doorstep with an offer that's reasonable or whatever. And I can call the offers that we had reasonable for them because of what has already happened. You know, because all these players that went to different places, chips. That's what they got into return. That's what they got in return. So I get it. And here's the thing. Paul George went over to Philly. And I had a strange feeling. I thought he was going to come home or whatever. But I got to remember what PG said, DeRozan said. Like, PG always wanted to beat Bron. And to me, that Pacers team was probably outside of Detroit, outside of the Celtics, that Pacers team was a team that gave Miami problems. He gave Bron problems. So he always wanted to beat Bron, you know? I can't say none of these niggas, DeRozan and Chubbs admitted, like, yo, he was like the boogeyman in the Eastern Conference. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell competitiveness. They wanted to beat him. You know what I'm saying? So joining him, I honestly look at Bron like how I look at Drake. I know how successful he is. I know how talented he is. Outside of the whole culture thing, that's different. That's separate. Because one cat is really not from out here. You know what I mean? But I do see similar fan bases, and I do see how they are looked and how they are cherished, it's extremely similar. You know what I mean? Whether or not you agree with how many Drake classic, how many albums, you know, he has that are classics, compared to, and then his run in hip hop, compared to how many times Bron has been to the finals and how many times he's won and how many rings he got. Their careers are very similar. Very, very, very similar. My cousin don't like that because he doesn't like Drake, but the truth is the truth. To me, it's very similar. But I think Bron is in the same situation as Drake right now. Drake has to figure out how he's going to be able to get the public back. What music is he going to put out there? What trend is he going to attach himself to for the masses, not even the masses, at least his fan base to say, all right, this is good. Because I think even some people in his fan base is like, nigga, you can't come with no bullshit after what we just seen. Same thing with Bron. But as a Laker fan, I'm like, not even just a Bron thing, but it's a front office thing to where it's like, what is going to happen? At one point, how are y'all going to catch up to the game? When are you going to catch up to the game? How many people are you going to go after and even land to the point where we could take the front office seriously? Because at this point, it's like we're giving Rob Pelinka the benefit of the doubt because of what he's done in the past. But every single move that he's made only accumulated one championship. That's not enough. That's not enough. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, what do we do? Do we continue to bring up the fact that the front office is not getting it done? Are they going to listen? You know what I'm saying? We see them when it came to the coach thing. It's like I want to say they was listening to a split fan base, but I think they already had two coaches in mind of who they really wanted. Dan Hurley was probably a more of a genie pick. You know what I'm saying? But we've seen this before. If you know the history of the Lakers and how certain shit started, we know how, you know, Pat Riley ended up being a head coach when he wasn't the original choice. So that's where they get the similar, that's where they get that feeling from when it comes to JJ. Honestly, I think JJ is going to do a good job, but we'll wait and see. And the pieces that he's got is forced upon him. We're depending on our two biggest stars again. One is aging and the other one is brittle. And that's been our main concern. That's been our main problem. And that's why we have been alerted, are notified time after time again during the season, after the season. Hey, the Lakers are going after that third star. Fucking right. But why can't we land the stars that we used to land again? Because niggas already stay out here. Niggas got the money to fly back and forth. Niggas is going to birthday parties in the middle of games. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that used to be glorified and was just not reachable or accessible back in the 80s, 90s, maybe even early 2000s, in LA is no longer like that. Everybody stays in LA. You may not know it. You may not see them all the time, but guess what? All your celebrities, all these athletes, football, NFL, baseball, soccer, majority of them niggas, you know where they stay at? And I'm talking about the A-listers. Maybe a few B's, but for the most, unless they on one of the teams out here, all them, all the head honchos stay out here, bro. They spread it out throughout LA. You're not going to find them, or they in the same pack that you're not going to be able to get to. You're not going to be able to get through that gated community. I promise you that's where they at in the offseason. So you can't, you know, shout out to NCAA, which will be coming out within about 8 to 9 days from now. You can't sell a selling pitch that you sold in the late 90s in 2024. It's not going to happen. It's not, it's much more advanced. As a matter of fact, back then you used to sell playing time, winning, you know what I'm saying? Playing your right position, making sure I don't go after somebody. I don't go after another 4 or 5 star that's in this, that plays the same position as you. That was the major selling points. Now is NIL deals. How much can I offer you? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, are you going to support my brand? Did you like my comments, etc.? So that's the thing, man. I don't think the Lakers have caught up to none of that. You know, I think Jeannie Buss has the idea of how to run an organization in today's time like her father, but don't really know what her father would do in a situation like this. And I think her father was so smart, but that was a different era. But if you had a 2024 Jerry Buss, that nigga would be a cold-ass owner. Cold one. And y'all know that, how he did that. Because now He created a dynasty off of a vibe. You got it. And that's what my Lakers is. We a vibe. We created that. We created the Shaq and Kobe era. The Kobe and Shaq, however you want to say it. That was a vibe. That was it. And then, you know, prior to that, we had Showtime. That was a vibe. And after the game, win or loss, niggas is going down to that club down there. Or they going to whatever parties in the hills. Not too far away. Hop on that 405. Go straight to the valley. Go straight to the hills. So it's different. And we haven't really figured that out. I'm not sure when we're going to get there. Some people are saying Hey, sell a team. No, I don't think we're there yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we're there yet. And it'd be interesting to see where that team goes when that happens. But nah, that's not the move right now. Right now it's just riding the ship. And right now it's looking bad because we're 0 for whatever when it. I mean, no, we're one for a lot when it comes to bringing the hometown kids back. You know what I'm saying? We did good by drafting a hometown kid, but we also missed out. You know, they respected B.I. Well, they would have preferred Tatum. They respect Zoe. They would have preferred Tatum. They would have preferred Jaylen Brown. That's the truth. That is the truth. But we went with the hot topic. We went with Lonzo Ball. We went with that. And not a bad selection because outside of injuries, we talking about another Drew Holiday that's on the court. And Drew Holiday has proven that that's going to be a Hall of Fame point guard. I'm sorry. Bias or not, I mean, for you to be one of the main pieces added to championship squads and you winning the championship because of your contribution. Come on, bro. And to me, that's Lonzo. Just Lonzo got the Brandon Roy effect. He got one of those very talented, but and Brandon Roy was going to be one of them ones, though, like top five in that particular generation or era. He top five. Lonzo was going to be like I said, his roof would have been Drew Holiday. And he was much more athletic than him. And we figured it out. We just didn't work it right. We just didn't. You know? Bron comes along. AD comes along. Expectations is too much, man. Too much. But we're going to see. I mean, the roster is not done. Well, I mean, it's pretty much, we're on our way to it being done. Summer League has started. Bron has scored his first 4 points in his first game. Looking all right out there. Defense looking kind of shaky, but as expected. Got a lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on him. But he'll be able to knock some of those jitters off in the G League, man. So we ain't got too much to worry about. But my message to Jeannie is we need to figure out what we're going to do as a family and do it now. Clutch Records is not doing it for me anymore. I'm done with Clutch Records. Bron can go. Respectfully. Not even disrespect. You know, am I here for the son to father to son connection? Absolutely. But I'm here for the Lakers first. If they say Bronny and James packed up their shit and they going across the locker room or they're, well, not no longer across the locker room because the Clippers will be having their own shit. But if they was going to another team, no love lost. Just go. Because at this point, as long as we're under Clutch Records, we're not getting the players that we would like on the team. And that's been proven through the past couple of years. Niggas is not even sniffing the Lakers offers. Not even. Not even entertaining that shit. Even, I mean, it's been some weird shit. Weird excuses and shit like that. But for it to even get to that point, when the nigga Paul George said that year before he signed with the Clippers, or after the Clippers, he said they didn't pursue me hard enough. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means in sports terms. And in college, I can kind of understand because, again, it's selling points. But, nigga, when it comes to the pros, nigga, we're talking about contracts. And then we're talking about championships. Do you want to win or not, my nigga? Or just say the truth. I don't want to play with Bron. Because that's what it says without saying it. I don't want to play with that nigga. And if that's the case, we already understand that. Now he playing against the odds. One thing I can say, though, if he beat the odds, now that helps his career out. For a nigga that is counted out, I mean, I don't. Please, Bron fans, stop telling me how much he averages a game. Because his average does not impact on wins, obviously. Not like that. You know, that 25, 26, 27 is getting us to the eighth seed. nigga, we could go get another player or two that could average 25 combined and end up in a fucking eighth seed. Or not, as long as we could add to the roster, which we impossibly can do right now outside of the fucking draft. But keep making up excuses for him why we're not signing, why niggas is not signing to the Lakers. You niggas sound like OVO fans. Keep making up excuses why niggas is not signing outside of Bron. Let me know. Open Run with BTG.